What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are in Gage Heaven today. I'm fired up. We are in New England. Come on. Here we are in Gage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day, eliminating worry on this beautiful October 6th. We are kicking off our conference tonight. Join me in person, New London, Connecticut, as we kick off Awake New England. Also, tune in. I know a lot of you listeners are not able to be in Connecticut. Join us, Awake New England. I have a word, I believe, for your life tonight. We're going to jump in. Scripture is found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell God every detail of your life. That's Philippians 4, 6 in the Passion Translation. Let me ask you a question today. How much of your life is wasted by worry? Let that sink in. You may be worried about a bill that's coming up, maybe a doctor's report that hasn't been released yet, maybe your kid's future, your job security, maybe a relationship. You need to understand that worry has a cousin named fear who lives next door. But always remember the old saying that fear is really just F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. Most of the things you fear are never going to happen. Most of the things we worry about just stem from a lack of faith. All worry is an inability to trust our Father. I tweeted that earlier in the week. All worry is just an inability to trust the Father. All fear is simply not understanding how big God really is. He's a great big God. So starve your fear today and feed your faith. You can eliminate worry and stop being plagued with anxiety when you completely trust God with the outcome. We only get a certain amount of energy in life, so it's best not to waste it on worry. Further thought is worship's an amazing thing at reminding us how big, powerful God is, which helps you eliminate worry. What is worship? We're talking about it this month in our churches. Worship is, it's the connecting with God, right? And one thing that worship does is it makes God, you ever been in a worship service? We've been having some incredible worship services. And when you're worshiping God, he seems bigger than your circumstances, right? There's a moment that God just seems so big and so powerful. And all of a sudden, the issues of your lives don't seem significant at all. And worship does that. Worry does the opposite. Worry reduces God's size in your life and magnifies your problem is what worry does. And it's easy when you're not being, your mind's not being renewed in the word and you're not living in that place of worship and prayer to start believing things aren't true. The minute the devil wants to attack you, he's going to attack your worship. Your worship will go before anything else because that devotional break is what the devil's going to use to try to attack your mind. Because you're either renewed on his word and standing on promises, or you're plagued with worry and fear and you're not able to be effective in what God's called you to do on this earth. And we can't wait. You know, Jesus said, consider the birth. What would worrying add anything to your life? And he starts pointing at like birds. And he's like, God takes care of them. They don't know where their next meal is going to come from. They don't wonder how they're going to be fed or clothed. And they're good. And how much more is God going to take care of you? You have to know you're worth it. You have to know that God has all things together for the good. He's going to work all things together. Worrying and fear and anxiety, they're all cousins. It's all concern about the future. And today, I want you to give God your future. Today, I want you to put the future in your life in his hands and trust his process, right? Depression is like a sadness from the past. We're talking about worrying. Worrying is anxiety and fear about the future. You're worried about something that hasn't happened yet. And the truth is, you're probably worried about something that's never going to happen, to be honest with you. And so today, give him your future. Give him your concern. Give him your cares. I can't control how my children are ultimately going to turn out, but I can trust God in the process of raising them right and loving them and investing in them. Ultimately, you can't control anything in the future. You simply have to trust and do it God's way. And when you're trusting God and you're doing it his way, things change. And so we're titling this today, Eliminating Worry, because I believe there's a place in your life where you're not going to worry anymore. That's why Philippians 4 says, don't be pulled in all these directions being worried, but saturate yourself in prayer. Give everything to God with prayer and petition. Give him with gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. That's what God wants. He doesn't want you anxious. He doesn't want you worrying. He wants you trusting in Him and trusting in the process. There are always multitude of things in my life that you just stand there and you're like, it has to be faith. Like, if this isn't God, like, there's a huge chance this ain't going to work out in our life. And God always comes through. But you have to trust Him, right? There's never a moment you're going to be like, all right, I'm good, man. I didn't really need you for that. That's not faith. God is stretching you to the unknown. He's bringing you to a place where you're walking on water and seeing His kingdom invade this earth. And it's going to take faith, right? I mean, what's the alternative, right? We're not going to stay crippled with worry and panic and fear. I mean, look what COVID did alone. There are still people, listen to me clearly, there are still people in Connecticut right here tonight where I'm about to preach. There's people that still won't go to church because of something that happened almost 3 years ago. Just shows you, man, trauma is crazy. Worry and panic and fear, man, it has only been heightened since 2020. So today we're going to trust God. We're going to eliminate worry for good and just trust His process. Amen. Come on. We love you guys. Join me tonight. Can't wait to talk tomorrow. We're going to be talking about In the Dark. We'll see you then. Thank you as always for rocking with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.